Well, my people, and welcome to another episode of the Cameroon Podcast. Before we get into the episode, we the Cameroon team would like to present the 2023-2024 Fantasy Premier League competition hosted by the Cameroon Podcast. The winner goes home with the cash prize of 20,000 Naira and registration is free. So you guys, get in, compete, and let's see who gets away with the prize. Let's get into the episode.
I need my music right now. Come on, man. Where's the fucking music?
Guys, and welcome to another episode of the Common Room Podcast. We're in episode 6. Come on, we're soon going to be done with season 1. Thank you guys for listening to us so much. How far? Show them some love now.
We're pushing. We're headed to the permanent side, isn't it?
Okay, guys, we're here in episode 6, and the title of this episode is Sliding. I know some of you might see that and be like, we think this boy is going to come talk about today. Yeah,
not
so basically,
we're
basically talking about sliding into people's DMs, the act of texting, entry people's DMs. And today I'm here with my girl, Sia Season. Say hello to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Alessia, and I'm talking on the Common Room Podcast.
Okay, guys, Alessia is going to be joining us for today's episode, so you guys should just stick in, get some pointers so that babe won't leave you unread. Let's get into the episode. Okay, yeah, I think like we can't talk about sliding into DMs without knowing everyone's perspective on how you should message someone. Let me start with Jedi. Na soft boy, you know, I mean, just give her some small tips. Listen close. Get your pens.
First impression.
Get your jotter.
Jot things down.
Alpha, address us.
Me personally, but my perspective of the man-woman relationship, you're not just going to be there in her life without having something to offer. It doesn't necessarily have to be money, but then you're doing something to improve the person's life. Not even just in male-female relationships, but then relationships generally. And then you take that one more seriously because it's almost as if that relationship is how you go through life for that period of time, like when you're with that person. So now, handle that responsibility very strongly. All I'm saying is spend money. That's just all I'm saying.
Okay, so that was nice from JD. Afa.
See, basically, but me, I'm a person like the first impression has to be on point. If you're sliding into DMs, like your first impression has to click. If not, there'll not be. That's just the basic thing. So if you're sliding into someone's DMs and you go with like one kind chaff intro now, obviously now, yeah, like I'm talking like sliding into a babe's DM, we get. It just has to be like, your first impression has to kick. That's the basic thing I'm trying to say. So, first impression is everything, I beg.
The one time that I had, okay, I won't say the one time, but then this one hits very hard because it happened in like a 1-2 day span. It was the day that Threads app opened. They made a random post about a babe and she was like, I'm tired of spending my own money and eating food. Then one random account, and I went through the account, so that was a very fine, fair babe. You know, spec, complete, 100, no wasting time.
I think out of 10 on the bad day.
10 on 10. And then she now posted me too. It just went very fast. Come and spend my own. Like 30 minutes later, followed. 30 minutes later, followed, messaged. Link like the next day. Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, me, my own point of view about sliding into people's DMs. First of all, if I'm texting anybody, our interests have to align. I think when I'm texting someone, my first conversation is about music. That's the first conversation I will ever have with anybody I'm texting. If our interests don't align, I don't think I can text you.
Okay, so if someone doesn't like music, you can text the person.
Yeah, we don't have anything. We don't have interests that align now.
guy, bro, there's a lot of shit to do in this life.
So it's just music?
No, not just music, but like other things. But music is my starter. Because like music is the kind of thing I feel different people can relate to on a particular level. You have your taste in music, I have my own taste in music. If my taste in music rhymes with your taste in music, that's the first thing that's intriguing me towards you and I want to know more about you. Probably you might hear my taste in music and be like, okay, this guy actually listens to the kind, same type of music I listen to. Okay, let me know more about him. You get that kind of pay?
Now, soft approach, prof, but the thing is,
it's okay, so you'd be one of those playlist niggas like, like you just put up, you can, your first line can just be like, I have a playlist for you then.
No, 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 that's not how it works now. That's just being a creep.
Didn't you see that's not how
that's it not works?
That's
not
being a creep, bro, in my opinion. That's not being a creep.
How will you just text someone on IG and be like, hey, you go talk hi, you go be like, I'm Nino.
I have a playlist for
I'm you. I'm Nino. Then she'll be like, she go tell you her own name if she won't reply you.
No, na context now. Like,
yeah, now wait till they talk about that contextualization. You can text a girl now. Let me see. Let me just give like an ideal message scenario. Like, I enter someone's DM on IG. I can be like, hey, I'm JJ. I was just scrolling to Instagram and I saw your page. You're very beautiful. Then if probably she wants to reply you, she will now reply you too and be like, hi. She might say her name. She might not say her name. They get some people we know just, they go on just one, I know you are telling me.
Your name, Shao.
Me, I feel like even though your name is there, for me to see, my own name did it, so you they see him. But like I told you, like my name, my introductions now.
Yeah.
You can be like probably waiting did it, not waiting they call you.
That's not the basic intro at the top of man. Like
you so just she feel just
that flow of things. Like I need
she can just name, tell man. You her name. You not tell her own name. You can now be like probably you might feel not even text like that deal. The minute me say okay, she don't reply you. Then probably you might see something on her story.
Then you just use it, start
conversations. Basically that for starting up a conversations with someone. Okay, now, so we're going to be taking like CR Season's point of view. So let's hear.
I personally think if you're sliding into my DM, you should go straight to the point. Actually depends on the app you're texting from. Like you're texting me on WhatsApp. Obviously, I did not give you my number, or even if I did, you still have to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
You have to come in like, oh, hi, I'm Nino.
Yeah.
I got your number earlier, and you have to say something, not just like pop up in my DM, hi, how are you doing? Like, introduce yourself. Who the hell?
Drop one nice sticker.
Exactly. Like, even on Instagram, you can be like, hi, I am JJ, and I like you. Just go straight to the points. Let's see where it goes. But like, if I don't like you, obviously, I'm just going to tell you there and then. So you don't waste each other's time.
What if I won't beg?
Then that's like, that's different. That's different.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, talking about sliding into DMs per se, there's this thing I usually notice, like, among guys. Probably, I talk to a lot of girls, and they used to give me their perspective about this type of shit. There's a particular thing some guys used to do, like me. Anytime I used to hear it, I don't just understand. Like, how you just meet a girl and like 10 to 7 minutes you're like, spam me.
Can I see your picture?
Yeah, that type shit. Like, she doesn't even know who you are. Like, probably if you just want, they do kind of you are a joke. You know, if it's sabi, if you be they part of them. That type of shit. So basically, like, avoid that. Another thing also is, I don't know about this, like, asking a girl about her likes and dislikes. Most girls that you've had the conversation with, as soon as you ask that question, everything with this sabi about themselves will just vanish. Like, they don't even sabi anything. If you ask them, what's your son name, they will tell you, say that. Morgan or something. Like, you get that type of shit.
There was like a certain time where asking about likes and dislikes was like back then. You just entered the effect, bro. Now the Kickstarter with that. So now it's not chaff.
It's chaff.
Chaff as fuck. But it's chaff.
Depends. But now contextualization as
well. Yeah, like moving forward, there are certain circumstances now, but that you have to like ask about likes and dislikes.
No, that's where like the introduction comes in. Like, depends on how you guys started talking. So you can you don't necessarily have to ask what are your likes and dislikes. Yeah. You guys can just like flow and start talking about all those things.
So
that's how it goes. You cannot just like, hi.
Then
what are your likes?
Like, me, my own texting, the way I text is a preconceived plan. Me, I think like I work on like they psychology. Cook. Yeah, they cook actually. I can be like if I'm texting a babe now, I can be like, if I want to ask that question, what are your likes and dislikes? I'll ask it, yeah. Then probably I will not be like, let me see mine first. So that if you see like and get everything you talk. So me, if I talk like my likes, I go make them detailed. Like
yeah,
so I listen to music, I listen to a lot of music. I like sports, I'm into fashion.
Like, chipping something like, oh, have you listened to
this yeah, song, you get
like, some of your favorite
you get.
So you're putting it like basically conversation.
A conversation yeah. And it's going to land. Yeah. Let's say like now if you put that kind of conversation out there, you can be like, okay, I listen to music and shit. And she can be like, oh yeah, me, I listen to music too. You get that kind of pin on. You cannot be like, okay, sure, they listen to Frank Ocean.
Yeah.
That's how a conversation has just started. Okay, you won't even know how you will flow.
Oh, I love this song. Yeah. And then
basically chill. Flow. Before we even start this episode, yeah, we said people should get your jotters and pen. So I think on our bio now we might add like teaching teaching or something, because these pointers are legit flowing in this space now, but they look like very efficient ways to like slide into people's DM.
In case you be one of those niggas where they spam me, stop him. Like, you get that kind of PM.
Like, really subtle ways of going about that. You cannot just tell a girl to send you pictures of herself. That's but like,
how do you do it? How do you slide into people's DMs?
How do I slide into... Yeah. I don't slide into people's DMs often, but like the one time I did... So, I actually did not go straight to the point. I did. Well, I texted the person and asked them to, like, get married. So, and it actually worked out well.
That's straight to the point.
Yeah, you see.
Why
you guys got married?
No, we did not, obviously.
Why you no go work? Why Sia Season go text me, let's get married? Me, I don't go laugh that setting up.
So, it was funny. It was like... funny and like what's happening. So he was interested, obviously it's like something interesting, like why would you just text
you, just text you, let's get married.
Yeah, so he laughed and then he was like, okay, sure,
you're gonna explain tire. You're gonna explain because no evidence.
Okay, yeah, so continuing from what Alessia said, I feel like for you to DM someone, you must have DM'd them for a particular reason and the context of the DM. I feel like probably, I feel there are different ways to DM someone. You can be flirty, odogu doings, like, I get money, come chop them. Yeah, you can go straight to the point,
send
like,
your account number.
All those type of shit. So basically, let's start with being flirty, first of all. I feel like, you should define your relationship with someone. You know what you want now. You can't be texting someone as if you want to give her work permit when you just want, like, if I like you, you like me too, maybe make remo.
That first sentence,
you say work permit. Work permit down, but now you not say, hey, hi, hello, how are you? I'm fine. Your day. Pointing.
Question mark.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
Actually,
yeah, all those types.
Do you stay with your parents?
Yeah, that's actually a very, very, very valid question. No, like me, I know, like.
Do you stay with your parents?
Yeah. Like, do you stay alone? For me,
do you stay alone?
I don't know, like, but like, if you know they stay alone, man, let me say, you know, feel link up for those ends and shit.
So you might just go inside a room.
Being flirty. Contextualization. If I text you for a particular this thing now, you get, obviously, the conversation, you not get anywhere, say, go reach that place. So, I suppose know where you they like, where do you stay now? Something like that. If you guys have gotten to that particular part of the conversation, it'll be like, say, you go come up exactly then. But if you're texting, like, being flirty, you want to get to know this person because you like the person,
and shit like that. And probably two of you like yourself, you have the same interest, she they feel you, they feel her, and probably you want to meet up and shit. My ends or your ends?
Well, I feel like being flirty works, yeah. That's if the
on the context,
if the line you go in with is smooth, it works.
Because that first, like the first introduction can actually, that like determines the kind of relationship you guys are going to have.
Yeah.
So if you just go straightforward, most of the time it can lead to like all these friendship basics.
Yeah.
Yeah. So being flirty helps if you're trying to have like a romantic relationship with the person.
First time.
Yeah, for the first time. It actually works. Yeah.
So is it like, does it only work in like romantic relationships?
You're being flirting with me and you want to be friends with me. Like,
yes.
Pick a struggle.
I know fit. Yeah. I think I'll agree with Alicia there. I cannot be flirty with you if I want to be friends with you, basically. Other thing, I just feel like you guys are just beating around the bush. Like, define your relationship. Define your relationships from the beginning. First of all, you can't be texting someone like, let's say she considers you, like, let's just say she considers you a friend. But you come to use flirty scope on her, your friend go post pics.
Just rhyme.
And like, your guy go post pics, you go tell him she comes sit down for your face.
Sex. It's like, not even going to work.
So it's like, if it's friends, should just be friends.
Define your relationship.
Instead of making it look like friendship, then you're not coming with like, romantic. Now I understand. Makes more sense now.
Yeah, so another pointer about entering people's DMs. Personally, me, I've never done this before. I swear to God. Like, Odogo doing this and shit. And all those ones now, JD type crew.
Out of all honesty, this is only if you don't have game. Like, this is the truth. It's just if you don't have game. Well, and
in this context, yeah. The money is the game.
It's only, and it can't be every time. We're still very young. So,
I think I'm this, like, in terms of Odogu doing so, no be like, see, like, me, I just feel like to give someone money for attention is basically buying the attention, first of all. So, basically, the first thing, like, your first impression to that person is your money. That's the first thing she's attracted to. She doesn't know you.
And then when she's a gold digger later on, you start dragging her.
She doesn't know you.
That's what you offered.
She doesn't know you.
Yeah.
She only knows your money initially. Probably later, she can get to know you. But that initial contact is you're giving her money to reply you. Send your Azra. Why she no go reply?
And I personally don't even advise this because like it can be offensive most of the time. People take things really personal. Like, how would you just tell me, send your account number? Like,
what? This thing that you're saying here, probably you can just say, like a personal perspective.
Yeah.
I swear, if they...
Actually, very offensive.
There are some people I know, me, they just come, choke my neck. But, like, you can say, like, all girls, like, you tell them, send your account number, and they no go wet themselves. Something, like, some people actually... And they plenty that they will send their account number, get the money, even if they don't like you. But they like money.
Yeah, they just stay around. If you send money to somebody for the first time, it's almost as if you're just making it obvious that you are going to be that guy that will just send money out of the blue.
Yeah.
So if she's staying around, it's just going to be under that banner like, okay, let me just stay. Maybe one time, maybe just decide to just send money to me. The relationship might not even be that, it might not even be all that, because he will obviously feel like he's going to just keep spending money, like in the long run, to keep you around.
That is a very long stretch, but then me, what I mean, like, remember what I said at the beginning of the episode about having to be there to do something? Like, me, I know one just talk with you, just keep on talking. Randomly.
So you just want to
not sending money, yes, I just want to do something.
Well, you know you're sliding into their DMs for the first time and you're telling them to send their account number.
No, not that. That is careless. That's not what I mean.
Like in another form,
maybe
her snap or something, you can be like, you look so pretty, send me your account number. That's like dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. But you cannot just text someone, send me your account number. Okay. What are you on?
Me, like, okay, let me just say, like, it does not even matter how you say it. Whether it is you look pretty, send me your account number or send me your account number. Your first initial contact is the money. Yeah. One thing is, some girls might be listening to this episode and be like, us, we just, they were stingy men. Like, that type of shit. But, like, just being realistic now. The first contact, you can, obviously, like, women are supposed to be treated like queens and shit. Like, if she's pretty, send her some flowers, you know, definitely. Buy her, like, get that type of shit. Like, that's how you treat a lady, good and fine. But me, the problem I have with this Odogwu doings and shit, yeah, we know you get, like, you they give the babe the money, good and fine. But that money is the thing that is getting her attention to you. There's a possibility she might like you, there's a possibility she might not like you. But she feel just day because, say, you don't give her that money. And she go, they chop the money. She go, chop your money. See, nothing go stop make she no chop that money. Is that money where you won't give?
Because they go chop them. You're not making yourself an interesting person, someone they like. You're just there. You're just someone that has money that they can come to.
Maybe in some people's perspective, as putting the money out there is like the conversation starter. That's weird, though, in my opinion. But everybody has like their own train of thoughts now. So maybe the conversation starter is, oh, money, then hi, do you like flowers? What is your favorite novel?
No. Bro, no, I swear it's not going to get you.
Yeah, I swear, it's just going to, like, it's mud.
Maybe on a very good day, view, but
yeah, I just feel it's, I'll keep on saying it. I just feel like you're buying attention. You're giving money, so I should text you. Yeah, now technique now, based on like you can engage. It works. It works. Not like it doesn't work and shit. We're just sharing our perspective, like different ways to enter people's DM. Everyone is sharing their perspective and shit. I'm just saying, like, Gen Z society. Let's say our society now, normally. Let's say you see someone. You can see someone on IG. Now, lifestyle now, the babe no cheap. Then you can be like, sure, let's go on a date. That's also, let's go on a date is also, but as a bad now, Odogwu doing so.
No, I don't think we should call that Odogwu.
That's Odogwu doing, because if they carry am come out, they spend that on am.
Gentleman, like.
Now, yeah, still Odogwu doing.
Let's go on a date is like, soft.
Now, still Odogwu doing. Please don't say it.
That's not they understand. Okay, so like saying buying food and going to meet the person is Odogwu doing.
Yeah, you're spending your money.
So as long as you're spending your money, it's Odogwu.
See, no one is saying Odogwu doings is a bad thing. You don't get. No one is saying Odogwu doings is a bad thing. Now, technique.
Yeah, yeah.
You can enter someone's DMs with money. Good and fine. No matter how you want to do it.
Combination.
No matter how you want to do it. Whether it's starting or this thing. It. But the main thing they say, your main, like, what thing you they put out there, be say, I am giving you a good time. Know about me. I want to know about you. You will enjoy it during this experience.
Okay, so that's okay. Basically what it is. So basically now, but wait till you just paint. I have brought you here. Oh. Anything I ask you, tell me.
No, I just talk up. She's not obliged to answer you. That's the first thing. It's not like it's a necessity that she answers you. What I mean by Odogwu doing is, maybe I could just change the name, but with the name they confuse people. Spending on her. Mm. I can text a girl for the first day. Like, first day, normal text. Hey, I'm JJ. She can be like, hey, I'm Alessia. Have some conversations. The next day, I can be like, oh, I really like you. I would like to know you more. Can we go on a date?
Mm.
Probably go plan the dates.
Oh,
come on, anyhow, they get some babies where you go lab them that technique. They go talk to you, they like thoughtful and shit. That's not actually thoughtful way. But based on say some boys know to get the funds. Not everybody will go get the funds now. There are still other ways. Probably me, personally, yeah, that's my ideal way of texting a girl. If I meet someone on IG, I would like to meet the person like later in person first. Yeah. Let me see how the person is in person. It'll be like seeing a like set up, but like if you're coming to meet me, you're not coming to meet me to suffer. Like you get
That is still good time now.
Yeah.
Why I still think it's not advisable is because like you cannot just come in with the I have money card. Most of the girls don't like actually go for men for their money. Do you get?
Yeah.
So it's like offensive to them if you do that. So that's why I feel like it's not advisable. Don't just go on about and be like, it's actually bragging, and that's like the lamest thing ever. Like, why? For what reason?
Send your account.
Yeah, you get that kind of thing. And it's like, it just plays in the girl's head that, I sent my account number, now the next thing he's going about telling his friends that I just pull up one babe. Like, yeah. I just told her, send her account number, sharp, she sent it. Like, that's just how the story is going to be. And it's not.
Me personally, Shem, let me talk as if I was a girl and a guy is texting me with your Odogwu card. I swear to God, even if I don't like you, if I don't chop that one, if I don't chop.
Some girls will actually do that because of like, okay, you have money, okay, sure, now we'll eat the money.
Yeah,
did you get?
The only thing like, that babe way they text if
and
you get.
And that's out of annoyance you get. Most of the time it's out of annoyance, but most of the time it's out of like.
Annoyance, true.
Because of how you put it out there.
The annoyance is because you just came with
I have money. Okay,
let me just eat the money.
Yes,
that's
you have
like,
money, fine.
Let me not lie here. Someone very, very close to me, I know that she might not like you, like, good and fine. All these babes get their own serious boyfriend for somewhere.
Why?
If you offer someone money, like send your account number, like you they give me money and you actually send them. If you send them, I go say thank you and no go reply again. Like now, you see, gets like the risk towards it.
Yeah.
So you can get the reply. Other times you can just send money and the person don't actually eat your money. Nothing actually come out. That's why it's advisable for me like to let the girl see you for who you are, then let her decide if she likes you or not. Like, you guess. Another thing I also like to talk about, very, very important, is humor. Humor. Girls like to laugh. Girls like guys that can make them laugh. If you like, whoa, pass. What's in there for this life?
If I start...
Like, the pick-up lines thing.
Yeah, if I start texting a girl for the first time, yeah, like, I just slid into your DMs for the first time, my first move is to see, like, is to make the girl laugh. That's like the first thing I always try to do.
Okay,
I want.
So how are you going to go about that?
It depends. It's something you cook now. Like in the long run, you just cook it. Then
that's the problem.
You know all of those pickup lines that is like really whack.
Not those ones. You know there are some sarcastic pickup lines that you can just put out there. Then it is funny. And she can
and
like
it's catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy, yeah. So when you see there are some that you actually use to test the person you're even texting,
because
like
if you bring a very bad pickup line to my DM, honestly I'm going to leave you open. Because not everybody is in a good mood, especially in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Like everybody is moving mad. You cannot just slide into someone's DM like you're drawing my attention because like are you a gun or like what the hell?
No.
Like, if I'm in a good day, I will laugh about it to my friends, but I'm not going to reply you. I'll just like, LOL.
Yeah.
But then it depends on the kind of people that you're bringing. Like, okay,
I use sarcastic pickup lines to like to like test the ground, because if I know that she, like if I see that she can catch the meaning of the sarcasm I put out there, but.
Yeah.
I feel like
the vibe is good.
It's a vibe starter, you get. So if she catches it, then I see that okay, you catch this thing, then the conversation can move to like a better.
You don't just bring a bad pickup line.
Me, what I feel about like the idea of using pickup lines, it does not have to be like necessarily drawing attention. Just basically something quirky. Like now, let me just give an example here. Let's say there was this babe I texted, stay texting a few back, days back. And her name is Queen. Something like Queen now. I can be like, instead of Queen, I can be like one day. I can be like, good morning, your highness. You get?
Okay.
You get something like that, yeah. The babe can actually wake up and see that. And based on say her name, not Queen, like Queen is royalty.
Yeah.
Now. She can be like, you make her smile. You get all those type shit. That type of shit. Different things you can use to make the babe laugh. It just depends on what.
This is not like the humor starter I talk of. Like, this is what basically what I'm saying. Like, if you start, if you are starting like a conversation with a girl and you make her happy.
You make her laugh.
You make her laugh mm-hmm. in your first as like your first impression when you just come in. You make her laugh. Girls like people that make them laugh.
They like funny.
Yeah, you make her mood basically bright.
Not necessarily the kind of people that are like very funny. Yo. Yeah, like why are you funny? Too funny.
Wait till they call this thing content creators.
So he be serving this ready drinks.
Like you have to be serious minded to let it just be like you're just funny to me, like.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just making our mood bright.
Yeah, another thing is starter. Your jokes should be smart.
I beg.
Your jokes should be smart.
Very important.
Because, come on, there are some other things, you know, things that girls like. Girls like guys that are smart. Normally, you can't come and be cracky, stupid jokes. Like, you have to be smart with your jokes. Like, something like royalty now. Queen, like your highness, it might sound like the stupidest shit ever, but I guess some niggas with no feet think about that kind of thing. Or but they would just be like let's say, even if you want to be sexual, you can be sexual indirectly. Do you get?
Yeah.
You can be sexual indirectly. Not in a way that you make you too thirsty, but like the person will understand what you meant. Do you get what me I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand now. It's like putting it in a way where like there's a meaning there, but the meaning is not out there. You just have to like look more into what I just said for you to like catch this thing. That's a soft way to move now. Like first impression, you just drop something like that. You're making her think for a bit, then it's like attention catcher. That's the basic thing. But humor is key. At some point, it's not a job interview now. People cannot just keep going like and everything is just hard conversation. Like,
well, most people actually enjoy like really serious conversations.
For real.
Yeah, some people are actually super sexual. They like talking to intelligent people. Do you get?
What if you're not funny?
If you're not funny, you have to have one trait. You have to be smart, intelligent, or funny. You have to have one of these traits. You cannot just be there.
Out of all of them.
You don't have any cards to play. Like,
out of all of them, sure. I go prefer to be funny. I swear to God.
People like having intellectual conversations.
Yeah, I can do intellectual conversations, but funny, like, laugh now. Like find your laugh.
Exactly. Smile. Like, if you smile, you go there fine. Yes, yeah, they like see you as they laugh. You get all those like, kind of
things. Okay, you a fine girl. Love
me. I feel like that idea of what if you are not funny, me, I don't feel you have your own sense of humor.
Yeah,
that is basically it. You know what?
And people have their ideal types.
Yeah
most true, people don't like funny people.
People don't like funny people.
People don't like funny people.
That person never meets me. They go like funny people.
That
die.
Would be great.
I go annoy you.
No, like you know the kind of people that try to be funny.
Okay,
so
okay. Nah,
you did it too much.
You have to have like a card.
That's not your calling card, actually. The main thing is just flow. Me personally, I'm the kind of person that sees a joke in everything. Because, like, nothing can get me down, that type of shit. So, if you're having a bad day, let's say, probably me and you are talking, my friend is having a bad day. Preferably female, cause like waiting the funny my OGs. Waiting the funny with my OGs. But let's say like someone like my friend or someone I like, a girl is having a bad day. The first thing I'm going to do is I'll try to make her smile.
Yes, exactly.
That's just basically it. And if you're that kind of person that can make a girl smile, anytime she's always with you, she feels like, let's say you're a happy place.
Yeah.
She's happy with you. That kind of thing. That not like plus one to you. Because let's say probably
5 points.
Okay guys, we'll be rounding up the episode with, I think like sometimes you've seen all those things online now. They are like guys should always text first and shit. So I'm going to be asking Alicia now, like, what's your own take? Would you text a guy first?
It's actually a stereotypical point of view that a guy should always text first. So I think if a girl likes a guy, it's actually not a bad idea to text them first.
God bless you.
It's not a bad idea. It's just most of the time people are not like as bold.
Yeah.
They just think it's weird because it's something that has been normalized. Oh, a guy should always text first. But if you like them, I think you should like shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot, you get it.
Me automatically, but if a girl texts me first, I feel like progressively it's going to actually go nice because you came now, like you left your comfort zone. Because now it's even a comfort zone for like some people, like you just stay and just wait for the guy to text you. So if she texts me first, I feel like going further, the conversation is going to be soft, in my opinion.
So once they texted you, it's assured that it's headed somewhere.
Yeah, no, it's like you're a sweet girl, no.
you are attracted to confidence. Yeah. So you can work for them.
No be lying.
Me basically, yeah. The truth is, in our generation right now, most guys want to be chased. Not thing I want to like say. Probably that's why girls don't like DMing some guys first. There are some particular niggas we just feel like, mommy, I too hot that like I be senior man, like me babes they chase me and that type of shit. Me personally, yeah, if any girl texts me, no matter how you look, no matter anything we do, I feel like I owe you that duty of care, because I believe as a guy,
you say that duty of care.
I believe as a guy, first and foremost, it's you that is supposed to approach a female. That's just basically, it's like rules. If you like your female, like now your woman be that, she's your princess, she's your queen. You don't see a queen going to go and, like, it's the king that approaches the queen's family to get the queen now. Yeah. You get that type of shit. So basically,
that is all sexist.
Huh? That means it's 50-50. Anybody, if you go for anybody.
Yeah, like,
if they work
from
both
a
ways.
Feminist point of view, it's not going to work out. If that's what you're having in your head, if you're texting them because you feel like, oh, I'm a guy, I'm supposed to text first.
No, exactly. Me, the way I see it is like, if I'm texting you first, it's like I've seen something I like, obviously. So, is it that I want to like personally start a conversation? It's not like I have to text first or something. I've seen something I like. A fine girl now. I'm texting a fine girl now. That's why I'm texting you. If she sees something she likes and she's confident enough to text me, like, and say, hey, first. That's like, it goes both ways, 50-50.
I feel like
that has a lot, lion moves.
A lot of females, like, not being just say a lot, but let's say most females are very, very, very shy. That's
true.
Like, texting a guy first is one of the hardest things to do, but it takes a lot of confidence. You get that kind of pin now for a female to actually text you as a guy. So basically, my own view of this particular who should text first, girls, guys, if you like a guy and you want to text him, go for it. Yeah. Good and fine. But I feel like there are some guys that can like a babe and just leave unnecessary hints. Like, if you notice, me, I'm online a lot. There are a lot of guys that their own like perspective of the first move is they'll go to your page and start liking all your stories.
Yeah.
And wait for you to text them. Probably the person hot or something. Like, they'll wait for you to text them. They can go to your page like this now, like just fucking send a DM. Like, do you get?
If you go to a girl's page and like everything they have, it's creepy, but it's almost as if you are prompting her to go and check like your profile out. Then if you
don't come goose.
If you're not soft, nothing for you.
That's the thing. You have to be soft.
If you're not soft, nothing for
you. If
you're
soft and you do something like that, there's a possibility that she might text you. But some people say, okay, another thing is your profile might not even be inviting. Like, you might just have a basic ass profile, nothing to give. You don't even look like you're offering anything. You just came one day, you just like everything I've posted. Like,
it's giving desperate.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
why are you just going to like all of that? That's like spam liking. It's very creepy. It's not an advisable thing to do.
Bellingham likes all your pictures now, uncle.
What?
Jude Bellingham even likes all your pictures now, uncle.
He's soft now. I said, if you know soft, nothing for you. Nothing for you.
What his original account?
You just want to go check out. You want to be sure. And now, you get now.
You say, oh my god, hi.
I can't believe
it. No, that's if it's Jude Bellingham. We're not talking about Jude.
Bro, or Harry Styles.
But seriously, though. But seriously, though, Misha. Yeah, what I believe is, I don't feel like how I Jude Bellingham go even go they like all your stories.
Is he fine girl now?
Ah, I'm go DM you. Right. It's up. Like if they have, if me, I just feel it gives creepy. Like well, even if you're soft or not, it does give creepy. Me, let's say I'm a girl now, and let's say someone like Jude Bellingham is texting me. Even though I go reply, the first, my first thought would be like, wait till they make this before they like comment.
Right,
I don't offend.
No, the thing now say, if person like Jude Bellingham,
you
like
no go reason now.
At that point in time, you no go reason now.
How will
you
leave Jude Bellingham?
You no go reason now. See, if the person soft like to a certain point, but coming in like that, but it's creepy, no doubt. But if you have something to offer, but honestly, if you catch the attention, you they no go reason now again. 19. So. If it work, but it dey creep you, in my opinion, me, I know they move like that, but Omo. Pop, 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 pop. You like everything.
It shows that, like, you just.
You're just calling, like.
Like, there's a particular thing you're looking for. Like, why would you just go and like all of my posts? What if I have, like, 48 posts and you're liking all 48 posts? Like,
in one day.
If not even me one day, what feed be you? Like, bah, 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 bah. Like she get 48 notifications. ASAP.
Stop. Like, honestly, most people will just block you. They're going to block you.
But that's actually very, very weird. I mean, I just feel like send the hey. What's the worst that could happen?
Just think with whatever works for you. Just don't try to be an Odogu or a funny person. If you're not a funny person, if you're a serious person, go straight to the point. Just do whatever works for you. That's what I have to say.
Standard. Me, I just feel like pick your best working move. Like, know what to come with. That's just the basic thing. Because if you're going into someone's DM, you have to, like, there's a purpose you're going there now. You're not just going there to just, you're not just sending a message for it to just go to dust. Unless maybe it's like maybe you're just one of those people that just want to compliment somebody, like, and just let it slide. You get.
Actually, you have to be very confident. Don't pester them. You text them for the first time and they don't answer you. You can try another. They probably like their story or something. But if that doesn't work for you, don't keep doing it.
Some people might not be like, hi. Then, like, 4 hours later, they'll be like, hey.
Right.
Tomorrow, they'll be like,
what makes you
hi.
Think if I do not respond to your hi or respond to your hello?
Yeah.
So,
I'll
like,
respond again.
So just leave it. Don't
pester
them.
Yeah. Basically, me, I just feel if you're entering someone's DM, the first thing, know what you're doing there. Define your relationship. Are you a potential business partner? You want to buy her cakes? You want to buy her cakes or shawarma or...
Or tutubar.
You then want to toast her.
Don't come.
You want to toast her. You want to... Be in a relationship, that kind of shit. Just define your relationship. Know what you're going there to do so that you won't falter. You will stand strong and she go to believe your statistics.
Believe. just believe.
So, guys.
We've come to the end of another episode. Thank you guys for listening up to this point. We appreciate all the love and support you're giving to us. Special thanks to Alicia, aka Sia Season, for coming to come and help us out on this episode. You guys, you tune in for our next episode. As always, we are the Common Room team and we're saying goodbye, and we wish you the best weekend. Peace.
Catch us everywhere you listen to all your other podcasts. We're there for you. Everywhere. See, just...
Available on all platforms. Streaming right now.
See.
Right now. It's my boy Andy right now.